Heard that the chairman of MTN is going to make billions out of the Brulpadda. And a Brulpadda is not a frog that wears spectacles, by the way. Out of the Brulpadda gas find off Mossel Bay, 200 knot Ks off Mossel Bay. And you heard Business Insider unpack the various shareholders of this particular clean gas find. But what about people on terra firma, people in the Western Cape, in Mossel Bay? How do they stand to benefit from all of this? So to talk to you about it, we've got Beverly Schaefer, MEC for Economic Opportunities in the Western Cape. Beverly, good morning.
Good morning, Kino.
So I don't only want to talk about Brulpadda, because I also believe, you know, Saldanha and that liquefied natural gas, the electricity production there as well, is something else I'd also like to throw into the mix. But generally speaking, how do provinces like the Western Cape benefit out of these things? So Brulpadda, the LNG, talk to me.
So I think, first of all, let me start off with some good news, because we always need good news in the morning. The good news, it's a fantastic find, and it's a fantastic find for the following reasons. Firstly, it's found off 275 Ks off Mossel Bay. Mossel Bay, as you know, has got MossGas, which is a gas-to-liquid plant, which already exists. It's only operating at about 10,000 barrels per day, but it's got a potential of 40,000 barrels per day. And the reason it's under operating, because there's not enough gas. So this is a good story to tell in terms of the potential that MossGas will no longer be closed. It was at risk of closing, risk to jobs in the area. And I think what you must understand is that Mossel Bay is probably the most industrialized municipality in South Africa.
Yeah.
So it is our flagship, and it means now that they will hold on to the level at which it's operating. The negative news and is really that this is a 10 to 15 year project before we land that gas. And I think what is very important is the 275 Ks that they found the gas pocket is very in very deep waters and in very difficult current. So it's not going to be easy. Apparently Total did find some of this gas in 2016, but they didn't have the technology to extract it. So they had to wait a number of years. So it's a good news story for Mossel Bay, and actually a good news story for the Western Cape.
It is. And if you're looking at a billion barrels, as a matter of fact, that seems to be the potential yield of that particular find. 40,000 barrels a day from MossGas will keep it going for a long time, somewhere close to 100 years just on that particular find, which is absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, jobs created on the ground as well, because the more production you have, the more people you need to hire, then the more people make their way through to Mossel Bay. You also have to create services around that. So it's all, I just think, all way around, really, really good for micro enterprise development. And I'm sure that's something you're going to push. I'll fight with Alan about it. I'll fight with you about it too.
Absolutely. Well, definitely our focus, Kino, is to bring gas into the energy mix and have that gas in the Western Cape.
Brilliant. So it's a good news story. Thank you so much for your time. Beverly Schaefer, MEC for Economic Opportunities. And I just love that name, Brulpadda. I'd like to just have it on my business card, you know. Who do you work for? I'm the CEO of Brulpadda. What exactly does Brulpadda do? Well, lots of money is what we make. Anyway, coming